Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and I'm a career coach for tech managers. We stand for tech managers who want to build their dream careers. We are a stand for you because Rob and I, my husband and I, he's COO of the PeopleStack, upgraded his career from developer to VP of engineering. We retired him this past January. Now he's joined me full time. This is our dream. This is the dream that we wanted to create. And every single day we are grateful for it. And every single day we say, what's next? We know that the dream is beautifully, inspiringly incomplete. And every single day we get to be inspired by stories, and we get to say, hey, what's next for us? And what's really cool is what's next for us is we're going to become digital nomads. We're going to travel the country and then we're going to travel the world. And we're going to Airbnb hop. We're going to VRBO hop. I am so super excited about that. That's coming in 2021 for us. And so for those of you who are following us on Facebook, on YouTube, definitely look forward to some videos, some live videos from some really cool places around the country. We're going to be traveling across the country, across the US, and then around the world. So Rob and I stand for people who want to build their dreams and who want to use their careers as the vehicle to do that, because that's what we've done for ourselves, and that's what we've been able to help create. We're so humbled to have played even a small part in our clients' lives to help them create their dreams and to use, and by deciding to make their career a priority, they've turned their career into this virtual rocket ship so they could take their life to the next level. And so this week I want to talk about those dreams, but I want to talk about it from the perspective of having career blinders. That whether you realize it or not, you have blinders on. You have blinders on in lots of areas of your life, in every single area of your life, your career included. And this isn't necessarily a bad thing. I firmly believe that nothing is either good or bad. Thinking makes it so. But the thing is that what I like to take a look at and what I encourage you to take a look at is, how is having these blinders on keeping me, preventing me from achieving the dreams, from achieving the successes, from making the impact, from having the freedom that I want to be able to have, that I want to be able to create? Because if you were to say to me, yeah, you know what? I'm living my dream, Jen. It's absolutely awesome. I have to pinch myself every day. I am making more money than I ever thought possible. I have more freedom than I ever thought possible. And the impact I'm having, oh my God, it's awe-inspiring. And I'm constantly feeling challenged, pulled toward higher challenges. I'd say, hey, great. Whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it. You don't have to remove any blinders. You're paying attention to exactly the things that you need to be paying attention to in order to create your dream, because you're living it right now. But I'm going to take a wild guess, and it's not so wild of a guess, that you're listening right now because that's not the case. You're not fully living your dream right now. You haven't fully experienced, you haven't fully created the amount of financial freedom, time freedom, location freedom, emotional freedom, spiritual freedom that you've wanted to be able to create. and you know that you're feeling stuck in your career right now and you want to get unstuck, you want to break through to that next level, and that's why you're listening right now. So what I encourage you to do is be more aware of the blinders. What do I mean by blinders? We only see what we see. We only see what surrounds us. Another way of saying it is that your life is, yes, it's extremely dictated by what you believe and what you feel and the actions that you take. It's also extremely dictated and extremely affected by the people who you surround yourself with. Take a look at the 5 to 10 people who you spend the most time with. They are going to play a huge role in dictating your reality. They're going to play a huge role in dictating what's possible for you in your career. They are going to play a huge role in pointing out what's working and what's not working. They're going to play a huge role in dictating your beliefs because you're surrounding yourself with them. And so what we've started to hear on calls with technical managers who have reached out to us for help is that there's this pattern where people are recognizing, you as technical managers are recognizing that the people you're surrounding yourself with are not helpful. They may be family, they may be longtime friends, and you still love them. They're simply not helpful in helping you to get to that next level because what they're focusing on is not, they're not focusing on the possibilities. They're focusing on what's not working. They're not focusing on what you can create and what you want and all of the things that you get to do to make that happen. They're focusing on the have not and what they don't have. They're focusing on then all of the negative stuff all the freaking time. So as an example, you know, you may want to go to a place and live in a place where you think about the possibilities in your career, where you know that even though you've worked at the same company for the past 15 or 20 years, you know that if you choose to, you can spread your wings and leave. You can move on. And by moving on, you move up. You go on the job market and you get a new job and you land a 30 to 40% raise and you have even more freedom than you did before. You want to be able to believe that. You want to believe that you have this freedom. You want to believe that you're able to make this impact. We all want to believe that because we all have that power within us, that divine within, that source power, that God within, that superhero within, whatever you want to call it, that higher version of ourselves that is always living in that place of possibility. And I want, and let's create the dream. Let's create the dream. This is possible. There's nothing in the way, and I can have anything that I want. That's what's calling you. And that's what's true, by the way, is that there's nothing in your way right now and you can have anything you want. Do you have to take action in order to create it? Absolutely. Do you have to do hard work? Do you have to stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone in order to make that happen? Absolutely, right? That's how you create the impossible. That's how you turn impossible to possible is you work at it and you take action. We're not just talking about sitting and meditating and saying, I have my dream now, I have my dream now, and have my dream now. Why isn't my dream here? We're not talking about that kind of stuff. However, and you want to live there and you want to take that kind of action, that inspired action, intelligent action, action from the place of your inner superhero, your inner badass superhero. That authentic, assertive servant leader who is crying out, crying to come out, but is being suppressed, is being quieted. Because as much as you try to call that forward, you are surrounded by people who are saying it's not possible. You are surrounded by people who are saying It's COVID, man. WTF are you talking about? There's no way you're going to get another job. Keep the job you have. It's comfortable. What are you talking about living your dreams? Now's not the time to live your dreams. What are you smoking? They're living in what's not working. They're living in my boss is an asshole. They're living in the fact that all of these other people need to do these things for me to make it better. And why haven't they made change yet? And living in arguments and living in these dark holes of complaining and rationalizing. And it's weighing on you. Yes, you're strong. You're absolutely strong. And can you still make your dreams happen despite of them? Yeah, but why make it harder on yourself? Why make it harder on yourself? Choose to surround yourself with people who know, who see, who hear, who feel, who know about the future possibilities. That's how you take the blinders off. There will always be blinders to a certain extent, but what I'm saying is that if the level of blinder that you're having is blinding you from even creating a minuscule amount, an iota of your dream, and the blinders that you're wearing are saying, dream, no, not even possible, then that's where you're going to continue to live. Because at the end of the day, what we are capable of is 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times more than what we can dream up in these fabulous brains. It's 1,000,000 times more than what we can feel in our hearts. So that's why there's always another level, and that's why there's always a level of having the blinders on. And what I highly recommend that you do is to ask yourself the question, what am I blinding myself to? In other words, what do I feel that's possible that I'm not looking at because it's not in my world right now? What career achievements do I feel if I were to tap in to the greatest version of myself right now? Call forth that badass superhero. And I know what's possible. I know that 30% raise is possible. I know that promotion is possible. I know that new badass hell yes job is possible. I know it's possible to level up from manager to director, even though I've been trying for 10, 15 years and it hasn't happened. I know it's possible to level up from director to VP, to become a true lead of leads. And even though I know there are going to be challenges along the way, I also know they're going to be extremely fulfilling. And this is my life's dream. This is my purpose. It's what I was born to do. I know it's possible. I feel that it's possible, even to the extent that I can feel it right now in this moment. I can feel the elation and the sense of gratitude and the sense of purpose and the sense of significance that that gives me, and the sense of impact, the sense of love, the sense of inspiration that I am sending to other people. I can even do it to the extent that I can feel that right now. But when I step out of that, the blinders are on. When I step out of that, I see that the world that I'm living in doesn't match it. That there is a discord, that there is a disconnect between what you are capable of as a brilliant, beautiful, powerful human and the life that you're living. And the more of that discord, the more you're going to feel angry or frustrated or sad, or even along another dimension, you might start feeling just completely apathetic to the point of almost giving up. And the greater that emotion of that contracting emotion, that disempowering the emotion, the greater the discord. And the more that you get to do to close that gap. So how much are the blinders on right now? In what ways are the blinders on right now? And what would happen? What if you were able to surround yourself with a family, an extended family of people who don't just get it, who don't just get you, but they are living the dream alongside of you. And every single day, you, along with them, are collectively raising each other's vibration, raising each other's spirit, raising each other's motivation to live your dream. Because you all know it's possible, and it's not just a, I know it, but, like intellectual knowing, but you know it, you see, you feel, you hear, and you know it. And you call each other out when you start going over here, when the devil inside starts coming out, and the yeah buts and the excuses that used to be the things that were the norm start coming out, and you call each other out on it lovingly and saying, hey, you don't do that anymore. The thing where you say, yeah, but COVID, you don't do that anymore. Cut that shit out. Because you're either more committed to your excuses or to your dream. And what if by surrounding yourself by people who are committed to their dream, that's how you create it? Because right now the blinders are on and you may not even know it. Because you only see, you can only create what you see and what your world is surrounded with. How much are the blinders on right now, and what would happen if you took them off? What future possibility can you create in your career? What raise, what promotion, what level of impact, and what becomes possible for your family, for your loved ones, and the rest of your life? Remember, your career is important, and it's a vehicle. It's not just about your career. It's kind of like, everybody hop into the rocket ship that is my career, and let's go to the moon. Let's go to Mars. You know what? I'm already at Jupiter. Race you there. That's what becomes possible. What are you going to be able to purchase for yourself, for your family? What would Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, birthdays, other holidays look like and feel like when you are living your dream and by extension are helping others to do the same? And for a lot of you, the way out of that is to surround yourself with people who are going to hold you accountable to that and to remind you on a daily basis, you are a badass tech leader. You are a superhero. And if that's the kind of community, and if that's the kind of family that you want to surround yourself with, your extended family, I want you to book a call with us right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. You are only capable of what the five people who you surround yourself with the most think that you are all capable of. So if you surround yourself with five people who are complaining and cynical and are more committed to their excuses than to their dreams, you are lowering the bar for what's possible in your own career and in your own life. If you surround yourself with people who continually shine the light on what's possible in your career by sharing their wins and by calling you out when you're not living in your purpose, when you're not living in your dream, and by sharing their wins, you're no longer jealous. There's no such thing as jealousy in this world because you're in it together. You're co-creating these fabulous dreams together. So when you see someone like our clients have share a screenshot of paying off a mortgage in 190K payment, when you see people sharing photos of going hiking with their kids, when you see people sharing celebrations of, wow, I just got a 52% raise. Wow, I just landed a 500K total comp offer and I wasn't even on the job market. Wow, I already exceeded my revenue goals in my side gig this year. I guess it's time to raise him. Wow, I built a team over the course of a year or so. I built a team from 2 to 10 people. Wow. I got a promotion from manager to director. I landed a new job at Amazon when I didn't even think that that was going to be possible. When you are surrounded by people who are living their dreams, you cannot live yours. That's what we're all about. So a lot of times people ask us, like, what's the magic behind the People Stack coaching? Like, I know your coaches and I have a kind of general sense of what it means to be coached. You know, I've worked with an exercise coach, a fitness coach, maybe a health coach, or, you know, I know it's a lot of talking and conversations, and you're going to ask me about my relationship with my father. We're not, by the way. This is not what we do. This is not psychotherapy. I have a t-shirt, not that kind of psychologist. Right? We honestly, not that we don't care about your history. What we care more about is what you want to create, is what is your future. So absolutely, Rob and I and the rest of the People Stack team, we're experts at helping you to create that. More so than the friends that surround you, because they're not experts at it. But here's the thing. The magic beneath that magic is the community. You're not in this alone. It's not just you. You are seeing the evidence of it every single day of what's possible. And you realize, I've been dreaming too small, right? Like, I've been dreaming too small. I've just said, you know, I want a vacation. I really just want to go to Disney World. And I see everybody else, you know, taking cross-country trips and you know, buying Airstreams and living their dreams, hopping from Airbnb to Airbnb. Like, yes, that's even possible now in the era of COVID. And once all of that kind of gets smoothed over, we're going to be able to travel again. And then where do you want to travel? Or I see people, I say, yeah, you know what? I really just want a reasonable car. You know, I just want a Civic or a Kia or something like that. But when I see people who I'm surrounded with, people who are also car buffs like me, but I couldn't justify buying such expensive cars, who are buying Porsches and Beamers and Mercedes, oh my, and oh my God, I've been dreaming too small, because what I hear them saying is, I didn't think it was possible either. But I decided it was done and I made it happen. That's the order that it happens in, by the way. It's not, I believe it when I'll see it. If you live your life, I believe it when I'll see it, you're living life by default. You're living life, throw stuff at the wall, see what sticks. You're living life in the passenger seat. It's, I decide it's done and then I create it. I believe it first, and then I see it. It's not, oh, I see it first, and then I believe it. Because then you're not going to be able to create anything that hasn't been created before. And that's what we want to do. We want to do the impossible. We want to do what hasn't been done before. And when you want to have the impact as a technical leader, and you want to create the life that you haven't had yet, you have to see it, hear it, feel it, believe it right now. And that's what creates it. That's hard to do on your own. But when you're surrounded by a group of people who are committed, just as committed as you, to doing this and are holding you accountable for it, that's when it becomes not only possible, but easy and lighter and awe-inspiring and wonderful and magical and miraculous. If that's what you want in your career, book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. We all have blinders on. Make no mistake about it. We all have blinders on, because there's always going to be a gap between what we currently have and what we want. None of us are going to settle. You know, maybe for a moment you kind of lean back and say, ah, this is great. I'm going to enjoy a vacation. I'm going to enjoy some time off and just revel and enjoy and have so much gratitude for what I have. And then when you come back, it's like, what's next? There's always going to be that gap. But when the gap is so wide, and when you are stacking the deck against you by surrounding yourself with people who are naysayers, it just makes it that much harder. Why make it hard on yourself? You don't have to make it hard on yourself. Surround yourself with people who are more committed to their dreams than to their excuses for why they can't have them. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you soon. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.